Available now wherever books are sold.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Saying, "Lie with me," and he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. So, understand now, we did a study on this before. Joseph, between the time that God gave him a promise at age 17 to the time he stood before Pharaoh, he wore many different garments. And the garment represented his stature at the time, his prosperity, his stature. He wore the coat of many colors, then he wore the coat that Potiphar gave him as ruler of his household. He wore the prison garment, and then he wore the robe that Pharaoh adorned him with. But mark this. To Joseph, it didn't matter. His garment didn't matter at this juncture. He chose what was right. His garment that represented all that he had prospered to, his position and everything, it didn't matter. He left that. Forget this. When it comes to my God or this, you can have that. He got out his coat. Wasn't no question about it. He got out of that coat quick, and she got it and used it against him. And it seems like, man, that's a bad deal. But look at someone telling him, purpose was still driving. God was still in control. Because God knew that he could not go any further in his destiny in Potiphar's house. He had to be where destiny was going to meet him. And that was in the prison. From the pit to the palace, in between was the prison. We don't always know. That's why the Lord says, give thanks in all things. You don't know when the summons for you is going to come. Bring him here. They got him hastily out of the dungeon. And in moments time, he was standing before Pharaoh. And before that hour was up, when he gave the interpretation of the dream, he had the gold chain and the robe. And now he was governor. Just like that. You don't know. So don't get so caught up in the garment that you have right now. You know, wear it, you know, but don't get caught up in it. Like this is it. No, tell somebody there's a whole lot more. I prophesy that to you. Listen, I prophesy, I release that to you. There's a whole lot more. Listen. I'm telling you, look at somebody, tell him, he's telling you, there's a whole lot more. Your eyes ain't seen it. Your ears ain't heard it. Neither has entered into your heart what God has prepared, but the Holy Ghost has been knocking on your door, giving you little indications of what's coming your way. Amen. My heart got overwhelmed when God was dealing with me. I said, Lord, no. I said, Lord, don't fake me out. Don't get me so caught up on something. You know, I know the Lord don't do that. But I mean, I was so overwhelmed. My wife knows, I was just so overwhelmed. I said, come on, Lord, don't play with me now. I've been good. Don't be teasing me and fooling me now. Let me show you something real quick here. I'm going to wait till the end because I'm going to show you something concerning that. God said, I'm going to do a work, a wonder in your day. And he said in so many words, if somebody described it to you in detail, you wouldn't even be able to believe it. Anybody ready to get blown away? Woo! Come on, the wind is picking up. God getting ready to blow you away. Ha. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hallelujah. Tell someone, get out the shallows. Something need to make an about face. Get out the shallows. I couldn't swim, but you know what? There were so many people out there, I wasn't going to be made ashamed. He can't swim. He can't swim. This whole line, can't none of them swim. So, as I drown, all of us going to drown. We just drown together. Huh? You'd be surprised how you can defy the natural order. When you decide, no more shallow. Go with me to the book of Ruth. Babe Ruth. She's a babe. Chapter 1, verse 6. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6. Naomi. I'm going to call her Oprah, but it's Orpah, and Ruth. You know the story. They went into Moab because there was famine in Israel. And when they went, she went with her husband and sons, and her husband and sons died in Moab. And so now Orpah, Ruth, and Naomi are left. And Naomi is going back to Bethlehem. And she says to her daughters, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited her people in giving them bread. In other words, she'd heard while she was away that God had come back and started to relieve the famine in Israel. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you've dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Verse 15. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Okay. You know, I don't know if this is a really good example, but an example of exercising. You know, sometimes when you're in a group exercising, that there's a lot of energy in the room and that, but when you exercise by yourself, sometimes, you know, you need you need music, you know, stuff to, you need something to energize you. But you gotta have something on the inside of you. If you're gonna stay diligent with it, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you're gonna stay with it, you gotta have something that drives you. Maybe it's you're preparing for something, you know, something, a goal or something. But you know, if you don't have that inner something that's driving you, you ain't going nowhere. Right? Well, Ruth was purpose driven. There's something in her. Orpah said, yo, I'm out. Okay. All you gotta tell me is once. I'm gone. She kissed and she went on her way back on to Moab. But Ruth had something on the inside of her. We know it now on this side of the book of Ruth. It was purpose. Naomi didn't know what to expect. She just heard there was meat there now. There was bread in Israel now. Let's pick up that story again, verse 16. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Naomi already told him, go on back to your mother's house. Go on back. Perhaps there'll be a blessing there, your husband's house. Go back. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after you. For where you go, I'm going. Where you lodge, I'm going to lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Listen, I'm not going back to what was between me and God. Tell somebody, it's too dark behind me. I'm not going back to what kept me from God. I'm not going back to what distracted me from God. I'm not going back to what imprisoned my mind. Tell somebody, fight. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and my God, and your God, my God. Next verse. Where you die, I'm going to die. There I'll be buried. And the Lord do so to me. And more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Somebody say purpose driven. See, when you're purpose driven, you know who you're connected to. Too many people allow, you know, in churches, I'm just saying this hypothetically, in a lot of churches, people walk away from a leadership, walk away from a church because they didn't agree with something. Because they didn't agree. It's all right to disagree, but don't become disagreeable. That breeds a bad spirit. You don't have to see eye to eye. If you agree with somebody on everything, you ain't necessary. What are you doing here? Even at home, in the house, if you agree on everything all the time, check to see if that person is real. Or is this a robot or something? But you can't allow disagreement to divide.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which